Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This morning, we wanted to talk a little bit more about the cars that South Africans are buying right now. So the new vehicle markets has remained surprisingly resilient despite economic pressure. But we wanted to understand what is happening in the market. What are people buying? We are joined by Richie Birchfield, Executive Head of Group Marketing at Eastvaal Motors. Richie, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Hope you are well. This Monday morning.
Good morning. How are you? Everything's good on my side. Thank you for having us.
Great. So first of all, just talk to me in general about the South African new vehicle market. Are South Africans still buying cars new?
Absolutely. If you see the latest NAMSA figures for June, we've had a stellar month and year to date so far. So fantastic new vehicle sales. So I'd definitely say South Africans are still buying cars. We've definitely seen that spike, and then conversely, a bit of strain on the used car market because of the entry price of new vehicles at the moment. So very, very interesting times within automotive at the moment.
Yeah, because one would have thought it would be exactly the opposite. Just from a logical or rational perspective, South Africans are under pressure. Therefore, either hold on to your car for longer, or if you are in the market, if you do need a car, then buy used. But it doesn't seem to be working that way. Why do you think that is? Is it because, as you've mentioned, that the prices of new vehicles are compelling?
Definitely. And I think if you look back over the last 5 to 6 years from COVID time, the market has just been so unpredictable in terms of new and used. And we saw a massive spike about 4 or 5 years ago in used cars due to COVID, people holding on to their cars, not buying as much, affordability being a massive topic. But due to the Chinese brands coming into South Africa, offering very, very compelling price propositions, has completely changed that. And so in the last 3 to 4 years, wave of Chinese brands making the entry price into a new vehicle so much more affordable and attainable. And so that's in my opinion, completely changed people's perceptions, because now they can buy a brand new car with all the warranties and value adds that you would get with a new car at the price of what they would be paying for a used car. And because of the options and the value that you're getting in these new vehicles, it feels like a no-brainer for consumers at the moment.
I see that Toyota, Suzuki still leading the way, non-Chinese vehicles. Is that lead under threat?
Such strong powerhouses in the market. I think that they've managed to sustain the market predominantly from a price perspective. South Africans, from the research that I've seen over the past few years, still value heritage brands, legacy brands. And if they could, would still buy it, because it's what they know, it's what their parents drove, and they value that. But at the end of the day, it's how much money you've got left in your salary that counts. And so if consumers could choose, they would definitely, in my mind, choose those brands. And so I don't think Toyota, with their price positioning, Suzuki, with their price positioning, are under any threat. And they're continuing to innovate, which is incredibly important, because we know that the Chinese brands have innovated tremendously, tenfold, in the products that they're offering.
In terms of the Chinese vehicles, what are we seeing in terms of popularity?
So I think South Africans are extremely, extremely well-researched. Excuse me. So brands like Chery, brands like Haval, who've been in the market a little bit longer than the others, are seeing good headway, seeing very, very good results, because people know them. There's good structure. There's a good network in place. There's good after-sales service, parts availability. All of that plays a part, total cost of ownership, when buying a vehicle. So those brands are doing extremely well. Then you've got new entrants into the market like BYD that are gaining popularity. We know that they're doing very well from an international perspective. And so people, we're a global network. Everyone is watching the news, understanding what is happening, and brands like BYD are huge, hugely successful in their offering.
What I'm finding fascinating is, and it's completely anecdotal, it's without any form of actual data, but it's something I've noticed, and that is friends of mine who would always drive brand names, whether it's a BMW, a Mercedes, something, a well-recognized and respected brand. I see they are making choices to move to the BYDs, the Geelys, the vehicles that I wouldn't have imagined that they would have purchased a while back. Is this something that you are seeing, and why do you think that is? If so.
Definitely seeing. I mean, Isfahan sells 33 brands in South Africa. We operate out of three provinces, and we sell 9 of the top 10 brands sold in South Africa at the moment. So I think we're well positioned
Placed to look at that.
to agree with what you're saying, because we're seeing these trade-ins come in from the legacy premium brands, and they're just simply saying it's not worth it anymore, in their opinion. And would rather say, okay, I'll take a new car that's got, again, like I said, all of this value added into it at a fraction of the price. And so consumers, no matter, their affordability levels, are being smart with how they're purchasing.
One of our listeners, Marco, is saying that I will always stick to the classics. Do you see a lot of people doing this, saying that as well? Does that also echo a certain sentiment or segment in the market?
The classics being what we understand as the traditional brands, I
Yes,
guess.
he put a they've got a
Yeah.
photo of a Polo VW, that type of
Yeah.
thing.
Of course. I mean, I think, we can try and generalize, and we can try and draw conclusions to trends that are happening, but it depends on the individual. There's still a huge popularity in those traditional brands, and there will always be, so long as affordability plays key, because with inflation, it's making things unattainable. We've seen a massive shift as well from an affordability on fuel as well. So the spike in the searches for hybrid and electric vehicles. You mentioned Geely earlier, a very hugely popular vehicle, and people are experimenting. It's no longer these new adopters that are taking on the Chinese brands. It's moved into a totally different area where people are saying, well, this is tried and tested, and I'm going to go for it.
How are people responding to fully electric versus hybrid?
Yeah, I think with the situation that's happening in the world at the moment, for me, it's been an absolute catalyst to move into HEV and of course EV. It's made people consider it way quicker than what they would have done in previous times. At the end of the day, it comes down to the ability to charge your car, whether it's at home or the infrastructure around you. And I think as soon as we can do that, and we've seen the likes of manufacturers teaming up with Eskom to build charging stations in South Africa, and double the amount of charging stations. If that happens, it's without a doubt, South Africa is well positioned to go into EV, just because we've got the sun, we've got solar energy, which makes it possible for all of our major networks, home charging, etc., to be a strong possibility.
That is where we leave it. Thank you for that. Very, very interesting conversation indeed. That's Richie Birchfield, who is the executive head of group marketing at Isfahan Motors. And he was chatting to us this morning on the Motor Minute, fueled by Engine Extreme.